From the internet to your ears, this is RFD.
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Don't make me smack you.
Welcome to the Stephen Roy Podcast. It is the 17th of July, the year of our Lord, 2026. And let's go ahead and get started with the Brumble. Don't be a scared. I got a lot of great music queued up for ya. I'll talk about that, too. They are in the Rumble. Let me turn this down, take the headphones off, and get all ready to go. Let's turn the audio down here. Here we go. Here we go. As my son would say. Welcome to the Rumble. That's right, the Stephen Roy Podcast for the 17th of July, the year of our Lord, 2026. I had to clarify. People are like, what is Rumble? I don't know what Rumble is. You know how I explain it? This is that other tube channel with no censorship. That's what Rumble is. That's right. Today's show is entitled, I should just say I told you so, right? We have confirmed massive fraudlection, as I've been saying since fraudlection night 2020. There is massive fraudlection in this country. We've seen it play out in Nastifornia, in Arizonistan, in New Yorkistan, in Michiganistan, in Nevadistan, in all the stands. We've seen it happen in Georgia-Zuela. We've seen it happen all over these United States. People that you know, there is no effing way they could have been fraud-lected. The greatest case, of course, is when Bribin was installed like commode in 2020. We know damn well he did not get 81 million votes. There is no effing way. No way.
They stopped counting votes on fraudlection night.
And then by morning he was magically fraudlected? No. And you see like in LA, they counted ballots till just recently for over a month. They counted ballots. That's the leftist code word for they created ballots. That's what that means. I'm happy that as your Uncle Steven, I can translate that for you. I just posted this, speaking of politicians not giving a F about you. Hockey Jeffy. He's the majority leader in the House of Representatives. That's the lower house of the United States Congress, if you're from another country watching this. Hockey Jeffy wants to block all funding for deportations and protect illegal aliens. He couldn't care less about that American citizens are paying a salary. Thank you, Sarah, for posting that, and you are correct. Hockey Jeffy does not give a rat's a about you, me, or any American. He doesn't care. So I even translated it. Here's the Hockey Jeffy translation. I don't give a F. I didn't spell give right. I don't give an F who's raped and murdered by illegal aliens as long as my pocketbook is filled. Maybe gove is the way he says give. I don't know. These politicians don't give an F about you or me. All they care about is filling their pocketbooks. You need an example? How about Johnny Thune? Johnny Thune is the majority leader in the Senate, and he has allowed the filibuster to stop the Save America Act. I got news for you. Here's a news flash from your Uncle Stephen. The filibuster was created so that there could be dissent in the Senate. However, Let me tell you what a filibuster is. A filibuster is where you talk unendingly. You talk without end to try and stop legislation, right? That's what it means. A filibuster is where you just talk and talk and talk and talk. There's been guys that have talked for like a day, 2 days straight. One person. All Johnny Thune, and now all they have to do is take a vote that they do a filibuster, and then you need 60 votes to override that, which is BS. That's not a filibuster. A filibuster is when you talk unendingly. I just told you. That's what a filibuster is. That's how the U.S. Senate was actually created, conceived, or whatever you want to call it. And all Johnny Thune has to do is enforce it, and he won't. Why? Because he's a big wimp. That's why. Because he's a sellout traitor. And all of the rhinos in the U.S. Senate that won't force the talking filibuster are sellout traitors. That's what you are. Because 85% of the American population want voter ID, want paper ballots, want non-citizens to not be able to vote. You cannot vote in a federal election if you're not a United States citizen. And yet illegal aliens are being registered in places like Nastifornia. When you get your illegal alien driver's license, which you shouldn't be able to get, when you get your illegal alien driver's license, they have voter law, which automatically, unless you tell them, no, I don't want to vote, I don't want to be enrolled, I don't want to be registered to vote, it automatically registers you to vote. And it's been created in places like Nastifornia so that they automatically get more Democrat votes. That's what it exists for. I mean, let's call it like it is. That's what it is. Yes, it is. Now, in the state of Texas, you don't have to register for a party. You do have to register to vote, but you don't register by party. And if you vote, you have to choose a party, Republican or Democrat, to vote for the primary. That's how it works. And I have never voted Democrat, and I never will. Now, after the 2012 fraud election of Barack Hussein Obama Jr., otherwise known as AKA, which means also known as Bathhouse Barry, when he was fraud elected in 2012, because Mittens Romney just absolutely blew the election on purpose. That's how Obama was fraud elected. He was first fraud elected in 2008 when John McShame refused to go out.
Well, I can't say Hussein. That would be wrong to say his real name, which is Barack Hussein Obama, born in Nigeria.
I don't really care if he was born in Nigeria. His mother was an American citizen, okay? At least she was an American citizen. You got people, tens of thousands, coming here from China and Russia, crapping out a baby, and then their baby is automatically an American citizen, which is wrong. You can't do that in any other nation on earth, only in the United States. And in where I grew up in Southern California, in the San Gabriel Valley, in places like Monterey Park, there are birth clinics. Fancy birth clinics where you crap out your kid, and then they go back to China, and then that kid can come here whenever they want when they're 18. They come here when they're 18, and go to college and get in-state tuition because they're an American citizen. How do you like them apples? It's a bunch of bull-ass is what it is. So, President Trump confirmed last night in his speech to the nation, all the things that everybody said I was a conspiracy theorist about are true. There was massive fraud election starting in 2018 with the midterms, and then in 2020, massive fraud election. In 2022, in 2024, it was too big to rig. You and I voted for President Trump, and he was elected because it was too big to rig. There were so many votes for President Trump, no amount of fraud could overcome it. And that's why he won. And he was running against Bribin, who's a zombie, and then Cackle and Cammy.
I'll give me another drink. It's
the worst candidate in American history. I think she thinks she's going to run for president in 2028. That is just so funny. She was worthless as vice president. She did nothing. Nothing. You know, Harry Sisson.
Bribin was the most productive president in American history.
Yeah, he was the most productive to bring in tens of millions of illegal aliens. Before President Trump took office, there was 100 million illegal aliens in this country. Easily one quarter of the population. Think about that. One quarter of the population illegal aliens. Am I supposed to feel sorry for about them being deported? No, I am not. Is our immigration system effed up? Yes, it is. It is effed up. I told you the story of my ex-wife, who in her 20s tried to become an American citizen since she legally migrated here when she was 8 from the Netherlands. So in her 20s, she tried to become an American citizen, and the Immigration and Naturalization Service treated her like S, and so she never became an American citizen. So every 10 years, she had to go to the Dutch consulate in San Francisco and renew her passport. Then she could renew her green card. Do you know what it said on her green card? It said resident alien. I S you not. Resident alien. That's what it said on her green card. So don't give me this S. Don't give me this crap about we can't call them illegal aliens. They're just not documented. They're just undocumented workers, right? Just like homeless people are unhoused. They're just unhoused Americans. They just don't have a house. Hey, how about this? How about we house every veteran before we house an illegal alien? You would not believe the S that I am seeing happen in places like Irelandistan, Swedenistan, UKistan, Germanistan, Italiastan, I mean, Francistan. Almost every country in Europe is absolutely being destroyed by illegal aliens. And the worst part? The invasion is intentional to deliberately destroy once great nations. That's why illegal aliens were flooding the United States. To create chaos, to make the country implode from within. Why? Why would they do that? So they can replace the republic. That's what we have. We elect representatives. They go to Washington, D.C. They go to your state house. That is not a democracy. That is a republic. They represent us, right? What's the lower house of Congress? The House of Representatives. You are a representative. You represent me. And yet these idiots stay here for 30, 40 years. They don't represent us all. All they represent is their pocketbook. That's all Hockey Jeffy and Johnny Thuney care about is filling their pocketbook. So we need term limits in the United States Senate and the House of Representatives. In the Senate, it needs to be 12 years, two terms. Two terms in the United States Senate, 12 years. In the House, three terms, 6 years. Three terms, 6 years. That needs to be the term limits for the House of Representatives. The Congress was created to be a temporary job for you to go to Washington, D.C. and serve your constituents. Do you think they serve us now? No, they do not. 99% of representatives in the United States Senate and the House of Representatives do not serve us. They don't serve us today because they're not passing legislation that's helping the American people. We have to stop massive fraud election in this country, or we don't have a nation. It's no longer a nation if a handful of people can rig elections, right? Joseph Stalin said it best. He said this: it's not who votes in elections that's important. It's who counts the votes. That's what's important. Who counts the votes in fraud elections? So let's go to the X. At Stephen Roy Radio, I see cases all the time, and it makes me ill. Here's robots fighting. fighting in a ring. That's hilarious. That's probably the future. You ever seen Robot Jocks? It's a great movie. Great movie with Hugh Jackman. You should check it out. It's fun. I think it's Real Steel. That's what it's called. Not Robot Jocks. Real Steel. Check out Real Steel with Hugh Jackman. Great movie. I enjoy it tremendously. Yeah, I know it's probably a dude movie, but it's in the future, robots fight in the ring. Not MMA, not UFC, robots. And it is pretty cool. Pretty cool. All right, let's go to the X. Let me click on this and then this. Here's another fight in Irelandistan I was telling you about. It just makes me ill, the stuff that I see. Do you hear that? You see that Michael Malbama is back in the news with her wig or extensions or whatever that is she's got on? Yeah, Michael. She's a dude. Michael Malbama. Barack Hussein Obama called her Michael when he was campaigning for president. Yeah, that's his name. Michael Johnson was his original name, right? And then he became Michael Malbama when he married Bathhouse Berry, a member of a Chicago bathhouse. That's why I call him that. Okay? Hey, look. He's a dude. Barry's gay. I'm not judging. Who am I to judge? Let he who's without sin cast the first stone. Let's not pretend they're a heterosexual couple, okay? Let's not pretend it's a traditional male-female heterosexual couple and that Michelle could actually have children. No, she could not. Their children were adopted. They were from Morocco. They were of Moroccan ancestry. That's right. They do not look like Bathhouse Berry and I used to call her Muchel. When Bathhouse Berry was president, I used to call her Muchel because she's mooching off the American public. You know, they always fly two Air Force Ones. Always. You may not know that. They do. And then number two was Muchel. With her entourage, she would fly her entire family, and they went on elaborate vacations all over the world. And that's worse than Bribin, who was on a beach in Connecticut, like more than he was in the slide house. I told you this before. In the last 6 months of Bribin's presidency, he was in the Oval Office for 6 hours. 6 hours in 6 months. Bribin was actually in the Oval Office. That's right. The Bribin crime family was in Connecticut on the beach. On the beach, right? Malbama was in the Oval Office. Oval Office. In the slide house virtually every day. Virtually every day in the last 6 months of Bribin's regime. That's right. The Bribin slide house was just totally ran by Malbama. You think I'm kidding you? White House logs prove it. White House logs prove it. I posted this. Bill Murray saying Friday is my second most favorite word. Friday is my second favorite F word. That's what Bill is saying. And I said this morning, so glad it's finally Friday, recording this on Friday, the 17th. I have a day off today. Let's hope it lasts all day. So far it has, and it's 12:03 p.m. Central time. So I say that because I've worked my A off the last few weeks, the last couple weeks especially, and I'm counting the days till vacation. I don't ever announce vacations before I go, but let's just say it's happening sometime in August. I'll be on vacation. So as it gets closer, you know, it seems like it's so far away, but it's not. It's not far away at all, and I'm looking so forward just to getting the heck out of town. Gunther Eagleman posted this. John Fetterman didn't let politics stop him from recognizing Elon Musk's accomplishments. Giving credit where it's due shouldn't be controversial. And here's what John Fetterman said. I'm in awe of what Elon has accomplished. He said what he's accomplished, but he's talking about Elon. I'm in awe of what he's accomplished. We're the same age. He's so far more successful and smarter than I could ever be. Why do you hate the guy? He builds rockets, he builds cars. That would be like hating Thomas Edison or these other kind of entrepreneurs. You know, I suffered a minor stroke in 2018. You know, John Fetterman couldn't even hardly talk when he was running for United States Senate. And I know how he feels. Because although I could talk after my stroke, I could not concentrate. I couldn't remember. I had like no short-term memory. Now, I think my short-term memory has been affected forever. But I lost half my vision after the stroke, literally half my vision. So from center left in this eye, center left in this eye, I could see nothing. I was blind, so I was half blind. And I was still driving. I shouldn't have been, but I was still driving. And when I was driving down the road, I could not see a car coming up next to me. Couldn't see a car coming up next to me until it was like at my mirror. That's kind of scary, isn't it? If you're making a lane change. I mean, I could look in my mirror, right? But I had no peripheral vision to the left. So I would drive in the left lane. I would drive in left lane on our streets. I would drive because, you know, we have three lane streets in each direction on the major streets in Lubbock, Texas. And I would drive in the left lane on Loop 289, which is a main interstate that goes all the way around the Lubbock metropolitan area. They're building a new loop now called Loop 88. It turns out that the road engineer that built 289 was because of the Ford 289, right? I remember the 289 was the V8 that I had in my Mustang. And 302 is just slightly bigger than a 289. So that's why a Mustang could go with a 289, because it's not a big car. I put a 302 in my Maverick, in my 1974 Ford Maverick. That was my first car. Anyway, so that's why it's 289. And the new loop is 88. What's 88? 88 was Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s number, 88. So isn't that interesting that he chooses numbers that are NASCAR related, car related, you know, a classic car related? I think it's great. I think it's awesome. So Loop 88 is just south of us because we live on the south side of Lubbock. So just south of us is Loop 88. They've got about a mile and a half built so far. So you can run on it, but not for long. Not for long. It runs from somewhere between Milwaukee and Slide is where it starts. Between Milwaukee and Slide. And it runs to past, is it past Indiana? I think it's just past Indiana. So it doesn't run all the way to Highway 27, to Interstate 27 yet. So there you go. Justine Bateman posted this. Spencer Pratt said, I didn't get cheated, you did. Because of the massive fraud election in Los Angeles, and that's absolutely true. Justine said, voter fraud is practically legal in California, and no one is enforcing the parts that aren't. There is no democracy in California. Yeah, you are correct, Justine. You are correct. This Nithya woman, Nithya, she had no votes, right? California has the open primary system. The top two people in the primary actually run for office. And Spencer Pratt was leading in the polls. Then the largemouth bass was leading. And then magically, you know, in the month that they counted ballots, that Nithya woman, who's nothing but a leftist, she beat Spencer Pratt, if you want to believe that. But that's bull S and you know it. There was massive fraudulence in California. Massive. So what did I say? I said, thank God I escaped over 9 years ago. Bye-bye, Nasty Fornia. Bye-bye. 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 I live in the great state of Texas, and I have been for over 9 years, and I love it here, and I'm planning on staying. Here's a video of Caitlin Clark being smashed, literally being pushed to the ground. Caitlin Clark just snapped at a referee for totally ignoring an obvious foul against her. She got pummeled to the ground and was visibly shaken. She is targeted. Why? Because she is white. Because she is white. The black referee did not call the foul. Then her teammate got called on the exact same action as a foul by the ref. The ref calls a foul on her teammate for the exact same action. And then Clark went off. Clark immediately started yelling in the ref's face for the double standard. That's right. What is it I always say? The rules are not for me. They are for thee. They're for thee, but not for me. Yep, that's exactly what happened. Leah posted this. President Trump has a plan to replace illegals driving trucks with veterans. I love this idea. I think that's a great idea. Veterans need jobs. If you drove a six by in the military, you could drive a semi. If you drove a tank, you could drive a semi. Here's what President Trump said. We're going to replace illegals with proud American veterans. Any American who's driven a heavy truck for our military will automatically be eligible for a commercial driver's license, President Trump. And I think that's awesome. Did you see that accident that happened on Interstate 10 in Rialto, California? They say it was in San Bernardino County, which is east of Los Angeles. But I know where it happened. It was Rialto. That was my stomping grounds, right? In November, Dee and I will be there. We will be there in November. We're going there in November to visit my family. We're going there in November to go to the greatest bread cover band ever called Toast, right? If you want to check them out, if they come anywhere where you live, you need to go. They came here to West Texas, Toast, and they were great. Great bread cover band. So we're going to go see them in Palm Springs. I'm going to take Dee to my old stomping grounds in Arcadia and Temple City, California. That's where I grew up. I do not forget where I came from. And then I'm going to take Dee to the beach. We're going to go to the beach. She's never seen the Pacific Ocean. So we're going to have lunch in Newport Beach in a restaurant right on the beach. And then we're going to go to Las Vegas. You know, it's funny because I hadn't been to Las Vegas since 2001 until Dee and I went there in February 2025 to see the Eagles in the Sphere. And we had crappy seats, which was my fault. I got seats that were up underneath the suites, couldn't see but about a fifth of the screen. Then Dee and I went last February, and we were in row 10, right in front of the stage. Greatest secular concert I had ever seen. Now, I've been to some great Christian concerts, but that was the greatest secular concert, which means, you know, traditional music concert. The Eagles were great. So I highly recommend that. However, if you do like me and pay out your A for a VIP package and sit on the floor, you better be prepared to either grab transportation right outside the Sphere, or you better put on your tennis shoes so you can walk over a mile back to the Strip, because that's what we had to do. We walked through the Venetian Casino. We stayed at the Palazzo, had a beautiful suite. Every room is a suite in the Palazzo. We walked through the casino. We walked through the convention center. We walked on the pedestrian bridge all the way to the Sphere. We went down the stairs to go in the floor entrance, right? Which was awesome. We had the greatest tickets ever. And the Sphere is awesome if you haven't been there. Then they would not let us go back up to the pedestrian bridge. We had to walk back. Now, I had warned Dee not to wear heels, but she wore heels. And by the time we got back to the Palazzo, her feet were covered with blisters. I mean, covered with blisters. So she walked in her stockings. I think she had stockings on. I don't think she was barefooted. I think she had nylons on. She walked in her nylons all the way to this little gift shop that was right by the tower, the Palazzo Tower. And we got her some, I said, those are the most expensive slippers ever. They were like $75 for some plush fuzzy slippers. most expensive slippers ever, but, you know, she still wears them. But anyway, she calls them house shoes. That's what they call them in West Texas. They say a lot of things different than the rest of the country. I do love it here, but they call their slippers house shoes. House shoes. So don't wear them outside the house, okay? Those are for inside the house. I have inside the house flip-flops and slippers that I wear in the winter. I don't wear slippers in the summer. I wear flip-flops in the summer. Those are my inside flip-flops. And then right now I have my yucky flip-flops on that I wear when I go out in the yard or come out to the studio. So that's probably too much information. D text me. She said she had a package delivered. So I will get it when I go back in to the house. But we're going to be in the studio here for another 30 minutes, but that's going to do it for me today on the podcast, the video podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. I will be back again here next week. Let's see. At least one more week, maybe two more weeks, and then we will be on vacation. So I will miss 2 weeks when we are on vacation. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus, for that vacation. We're so looking forward to it. Getting out of Dodge. Haven't had a vacation. Oh, we went to Las Vegas in February, but it was just for a few days. And except for today, I haven't had a day off since then. So we're looking forward to getting out of town. Not for 2 weeks, but for, you know, 10, 12, 13 days. Looking forward to it. Total vacation time. I take the day before and after we go on vacation. But we'll be gone for 10 days. Out of town for 10 days. I'll take 2 additional days off, 1 day before and after. But anyway, that's probably TMI. Hey, I hope you have a great day, a great evening, and a great week. Yes. Now you have to. That's it for the video podcast. Let's continue on the audio one. We are going... Oh, I didn't even mention on the Rumble... Nope, don't turn that one up. You're getting feedback. Turn this one up. There you go. I can hear myself better now. We are going to my stepdaughter and son-in-law's cigar lounge. If you want to see some funny A videos, if you want to see some funny videos, if you want to laugh your A off, then go to Galley Cigar Lounge. You could check them out on Facebook, on... I think they're even on TikTok. I know they're on Instagram. So check out the reels that they post for the Galley Cigar Lounge. That's G-A-L-I apostrophe S. Galley Cigar Lounge. You will laugh your A off. The last one they did was a lip sync of the song Puerto Rico. Oh my God, I laughed so hard. And you'll see my son-in-law Joe and my stepdaughter Jessica do that. So great. If you live in West Texas, you should go. They don't sponsor the show. But I'm going there tonight to have a couple cigars and karaoke. In the Midwest, I think they call that karaoke. That's what the general manager I used to work for said. Anyway, we're going to karaoke, have a couple drinks, a couple of cupcakes. They're celebrating July birthdays, which Dee just had recently. And looking so forward to that. All right. I promise you some good music. So let's start with this one. I'm gonna karaoke this one tonight. I think I'm going to karaoke this one tonight because it's so good. So you know what? If they don't like it, they can take this job and shove it.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not. I've been working in this factory for now 15 years. All this time I watched my woman drowning in a pool of tears. And I've seen a lot of good folk die, had a lot of bills to pay. I'd give the shirt right off of my back if I had the guts to say, take this job and shove it. and our boss is a fool. Got a brand new flat top haircut. Lord thinks he's cool. One of these days I'm gonna blow my top, and that sucker, he's gonna pay. Lord, I can't wait to see their faces when I get the nerve to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Take this job and shove it.
We'll be right back. Oh my God, RFD!
You see this guy, this guy's in love with you. Yes, I'm in love. Who looks at you the way I do? When you smile, I can tell we know each other very well. How can I show you? I'm glad I got to know you, 'cause I've heard some talk. They say you think I'm fine. Yes, I'm in love. And what I do to make you mine, tell me now, is it? So don't let me be the last to know. My hands are shaking, let my heart break apart. I need your love. I want.
Take
take away my sadness. Ease my trouble, that's what you do. All the morning sun in all its glory reaches day with hope and comfort too. And you fill my life with laughter. You can make it better. Ease my troubles, that's what you do. Brother, love is divine. And it shows that it's mine like the sun. At the end of the day, we should give thanks and pray to the one. Say, have I told you lately that I love you? Have I told you there's no one above you? Fill my heart with gladness. Take away my sadness. Ease my troubles, that's what you do.
Try.
to green. All around me reflections of you. In forest deep I'm passing through. In the swell of the storm we're as one. We're dancing in the morning sun. Could it be that we've only just begun?
Once you're in my arms, you'll see.
Have I told you there's no one above you? Fill my heart with gladness, take away my sadness, ease my trouble, that's what you do. All the morning sun and all its glory reaches day with hope and comfort too. And you fill my life with laughter, you can make it better, ease my troubles, that's what you do. There's a love that's divine, and it shows that it's mine like the sun. At the end of the day, we should give thanks and pray to the one who says, have I told you lately that I love you? Have I told you there's no one above you? Fill my heart with gladness, take away my sadness, ease my troubles, that's what you do.